Good day from Wall Street. This is Jack Marks with Wall Street Reporter. Today we're speaking with Advanced Computer Software PLC, which trades on the London Exchange. The stock symbol is ASW. And joining us is the company's CEO, Vin Murria. Vin, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
All right. So let's start off with perhaps you can share with our audience, what Advanced Computer Software's unique focus is in the healthcare IT sector.
Okay. Advanced is a healthcare-focused organization. We have 95% of the out-of-hours healthcare market in the UK. What that means is that outside of your GP, when you need to go and speak to somebody, you will be dealing with one of our business partners, and our software will be recording the transaction that deals with that. So whether you talk to NHS Direct, NHS 24, NHS Scotland, an A&E department, a walk-in centre, an out-of-hours unit, an urgent care centre, anything outside of your GP system, we will be the person that you will deal with. And we will record your consultation, deal with any issues that need to be dealt with, make sure a GP or a nurse sees you, and that information is then recorded in our systems and transitioned back to your GP record by the next morning automatically. So we manage all the workflow and the clinical information flow back into your GP record, your individual GP record. Our unique element is that we are integrated back into 10,000 GP records in the UK, and we are integrated to 100 other systems in the healthcare space as part of their core requirement for information from us and from us to them.
Okay.
So we have a very strong position. So that's our piece in the healthcare market. We're already heavily moving into the mobile application piece for nurses, for district nurses, for domiciliary care workers, for care workers generally, and taking the information flow from the summary version of the GP record through to the out-of-hours community, out into through our mobile applications in the future to the district nurses, the community care workers, and into the domiciliary area. We think that's a big opportunity for us.
Okay. And right now, your business is primarily in the UK, right?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay. Is there an opportunity to expand this to outside of the UK?
Absolutely. Both.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this could quite easily expand into, certainly into Canada, very familiar market, and into the States. My own business track record, and indeed my business partners, a gentleman called Michael Jackson, who was chairman of Sage for 9 years and a founder of Sage, the largest software company in the UK. I think they're about $3 billion valuation. And my own background has involved a combination of growth, organic growth, and acquisitions, both in the UK and in the US. So we're certainly open to doing that, but we think there's an opportunity to grow reasonably significantly in the UK initially. As an indication of that, we have grown very substantially in the last 12 months alone. So
okay.
We're seeing 20...
Why don't we get just a quick snapshot of just a little bit of the company background and, again, like some of the recent growth that I'd like to learn about.
Okay. We launched this organization in September of last year, so just under a year ago. From a zero start, we now have a market capitalization of 130 million sterling. So we've gone from zero to 130 million. We've gone from a business that we've done three acquisitions so far across healthcare, domiciliary care, and a managed service infrastructure piece so that we can continue to offer a SaaS-based offering for our applications. We're very profitable, and we have raised 55 to 60 million sterling from big institutional investors such as M&G, BlackRock, Fidelity, Gartmore, JP Morgan to sustain our future growth. Our growth is based on twofold. It's based on organic growth. Our organic growth for the first 6 months we owned this business was 29%, and as well as acquisitive growth. And we've done three key transactions. Our track record is that we do multiple acquisitions, but we understand application software so well that we understand the combination, the value of putting them together to create value. Both myself and my business partner, my last company, I did 17 acquisitions in 4.5 years and sold the business to Hellman & Friedman, the private equity group, after a merger in 2007 for 500 million sterling. And that business only started 5 years earlier, 4.5 years earlier, at 2.5 million market cap.
Okay. So that sounds like a pretty compelling future for this company then.
We certainly hope so, yes.
Right. Now, let's talk about, you mentioned the three deals that you did. Can you elaborate on, you know, those three companies and how they fit in and the platform going forward?
Yeah, the first acquisition we did was a company called Adastra, which has the business has grown very solidly underneath our management. We've had it about a year. It's had 25 to 28% organic growth. It is the business that owns 95% of the out-of-hours market, and we have opened up new markets for it across nursing, district care, domiciliary care, equitable access, and a number of other areas.
Revenues is that business doing?
Do you want me to talk about it in sterling or dollars, or what's easier for you?
Let's keep it all in sterling for now.
Okay. So when we bought it, it was doing about 10 million, and it should do between 14 and 50. So if you think about, you know, good solid 30%, 25 to 30% organic growth in less than a year, that's pretty sensible.
What's driving that growth?
There's no black art to what we do. What we do is we bring in good, solid methodologies and management and focus the sales operations and focus our thinking. So here it's all about utilization, about making sure the sales guys were focusing in on the things they should be doing, not what they shouldn't be doing, managing the cost base more appropriately, introducing new products that we would buy in rather than necessarily develop. So one of our other acquisitions was another product set that would beautifully fit into our existing user base and add significant upside growth in organic growth without having cost us an arm and a leg to develop it over 3 years and test it and put it out, et cetera.
Okay.
So,
what do you see as the potential, as the ultimate potential for this particular business?
In terms of what's this one individual business, would look to see it continuing to do what it's doing in a 25 to 30% growth and moving into the nursing and the community piece, which is a huge market. We have a product called iNurse/iCare, and that is a mobile application that has its target audience is 65,000 district nurses and community care workers. And these individuals currently only use paper. Our application allows them to see the information related to the patient much more directly, to know what they have to do when they go visit that patient, so change their bandages, make sure they are medicines have been taken, that they have got the appropriate care that they need, and to provide that information and feed it back into the overall systems to say that care has been undertaken and the patient is looked after. At the moment, that is all driven by paper. An average nurse in the UK costs £50,000 a year. The average number of transactions they do per week is 25. So an average nurse will cost £50 for the NHS per visit. So we price this in such a way that we talk about a figure of around £100 a month. So on two extra visits per month, the customer client gets break even. Our pilot sites have shown one to two extra visits per day.
Mm-hmm.
So the return on investment is phenomenal. But more importantly...
Is that about a 20 or 30-fold return on investment?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's significant. And
so it's a pretty good value proposition.
It's a great proposition. And the It's an interesting one because, of course, the key value, the uniqueness from us as opposed to anyone else is that, A, we are integrated back into a 10,000 GP record. So the information that we do and deal with at a patient's home will get fed back into the GP record.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the critical factor here. We are also integrated into so many other hospital systems and A&E departments that a lot of that information is now being automatically fed back to the people that need to get access to it.
Okay.
But the driver here is that the nursing community can now start to look at its own criteria. So it can start to look at why is it that this particular hospital makes most demands on us, or why is it this GP sends us more patients to for this kind of requirement than others? And secondly, why is it taking one particular nurse, you know, she's managing to do 3 visits per month or 3 visits per week, whereas another one is managing to do 25? Is that because the patient complexity is much greater, or are other things that we should be taking account of? And it makes the whole process much more manageable and reportable, and a focus on understanding where value drivers can be really achieved and utilization can be most sensibly managed.
Okay. Now, let's talk about your other acquisition that you did.
Okay. The another acquisition that we did alongside that is a business called StaffPlan, and that is a roster management and domiciliary care worker piece. So this is really a direct extension of our existing core product. The roster management piece actually manages the scheduling of nurses and care workers. So not only does it say, you know, it has a skills matrix, it manages, you know, we need these nurses in these locations, and this is the skills they need, but it also then automatically decides, if you wish it to, that this particular nurse has the right skill set, is the most local to that patient, and is closest to do the job. So we'll automatically allocate the right nurse to the patient based on a whole bunch of criteria, where they are in location terms, the skill set, the fact that nurse has seen the patient before and is familiar with them, et cetera, and it will do the rostering and management of those nurses across the various patient sites. The second thing it will do.
Those are the synergies between your
actions. Very much so. And the domiciliary care piece is where a nurse or a domiciliary care worker, i.e. somebody who is looking after somebody in their home, doesn't need to have clinical information, which is what the nurse would require, but needs to be able to monitor that they turned up, they did what they needed to do, bathed somebody, fed them their pills, et cetera, made sure they had breakfast, clocked out when they should have clocked out, and moved on to their next appointment most efficiently. So it is an iNurse Lite, as we call it. So it really gives you the full blown clinical piece linked back to the GP record all the way through to rostering through to the domiciliary care piece.
Okay. So let's can you maybe elaborate on, you know, the M&A strategy going forward? Like, what's your criteria, and, you know, what are the things that you're looking at right now?
Well, we look for businesses where there is significant synergies between not just the client customer bases, but also in the product capability. So we know that the products we will buy will be able to be additional products that our existing customers would buy. And therefore, so for example, currently we have 95% of the primary care trusts in the UK as customers. And they're all also buyers of the nursing application products, and indeed the domiciliary care workers, and may well be customers for the roster management piece. The third business we bought was a managed service capability that allowed us to offer a SaaS capability to all our customers. And we know for a fact that all the primary care trusts are interested in hosting their applications rather than having them on a workstation back in their own offices. So we look for key criteria. We look for strong businesses with really good customer bases, lots of recurring revenue, a very solid product that companies they have maintained and kept going, a real loyalty to their customers, and the ability for us to be able to take those products into new markets and at the same time cross-sell our products into their markets. And that is why we managed to achieve not just the the very successful levels we've achieved, but also the strong organic growth.
Okay.
So we don't do M&A for the sake of M&A. We do it because there's strategic value in doing so.
Okay. And is there a particular size in terms of sterling for these acquisitions?
It will very much vary on the quality of the company that we're looking at. So we have over 58, 60 million quid in the bank, so pounds in the bank. So anything between 5 million, 10, 15, 20, even 50 million, whatever is the most appropriate and most sensible size of business for where we are in the cycle.
Okay, so it looks like you're pretty well capitalized, and I would assume that right now the valuations have come down, I would say, in the current market. There's some good opportunities out there?
Well, healthcare seems to be slightly unusual in that. So yes, there is good opportunities, but healthcare still seems to have a premium for its capability, because, of course, it's one of those things that isn't really going to go away. You know, I mean, unfortunately,
right.
Both in the Western world particularly, we have an aging population, and our requirements for health care become greater as we age rather than diminish.
There's
so our
no
driver
inflation
is
inflation in healthcare.
Absolutely. So what we need to do is to continue to look at, and as you noticed, all of our activity is based around pushing more and more of activity towards the care element, and the, you know, managing people's expectations and requirements at home, which we think is a big growth market. So, because most people want to be serviced and looked after in their home, they don't want to be in a hospital. And so that's where our focus is. So our acquisitions and our M&A activity and all our growth will be focused around delivering more and more capability in those areas. So, for example, the ability for a patient to check their own blood pressure, do a diabetes test, sugar test, and have that information input directly into their local application that then feeds back to their GP, so the GP can keep an eye on them even if they haven't been to see them.
All right. What's your vision for the company? What's sort of, maybe if you can share with our audience, like what's the big picture for advanced computer software?
Oh, it's very much doing what we're
going to be in 3 to 5 years.
Yeah, we'll be a 300 to 500 million market cap company.
And primarily through these acquisitions and growth.
Absolutely, okay. Combination of acquisitions and organic growth. Yes.
Okay. Now,
this is my third business, and my first business we got to $1.8 billion. My second business we got to $1 billion, and this hopefully we'll do the same thing on this one. But I mean, there's no promises, of course. We love what we do. Michael and I have been doing this for many years. We've been business partners for many years. And we're so convinced of it. You asked the question earlier on, would you buy your own shares? And absolutely, I have £13 million of my own money in this.
Okay. I asked you that actually before we started, but I'll ask you now for the audience who's listening. What, in your, this is the question we always like to ask CEOs. In your opinion, what are the key reasons why investors should consider buying the stock today?
Okay. We're unique. We're in a sector that is very protected in healthcare, and we're growing at 20%, 25% plus organic growth. We have a management track record that is second to none. In our sector, there are very few group boards of the caliber that you have here. And finally, our strategy is a combination of organic growth and M&A, and we are sitting quite pretty with sufficient money to make that happen.
Okay. Well, that sounds great. And thank you for sharing the time. And I'm sure our audience looks forward to following your story in the future.
Thank you. Much appreciated.
Thank you.
Take care.